This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Mr. Edmundo. His last name is little unusual, and I'll spell it. His last name is Saint, S for Sam, T for Tom, period, and then C for Charlie, Y, R, all in capital letters, period. The first name is Edmundo, E for Europe, D for David, M for Mary, O, N for Nancy, D for David, O. Date, January 16, 2023, period, new paragraph. He's a 58-year-old male patient who approximately 1 month ago noticed a episode of chest pain while he was driving, period, new paragraph. According to the patient, on December 15, 2022, he was driving and talking to his wife when he had a lower sternal chest pressure and a tightness, which was mild in nature and lasted for about 2-3 minutes, period. According to his wife, who was on the phone with him, she noticed that he took a kind of a sudden gasp, G-A-S-P for Peter, and he did not talk for about 2 minutes, period. Subsequently, he did talk to her about the experience, period. There were no accompanying features and no radiation, period. Subsequently, on December 25, while he was sitting at home, he had a similar chest pain, which was moderate in intensity and located in lower retrosternal area, period. It was like a pressure and a tightness, and it lasted for about 3 to 5 minutes, period. No accompanying feature and no radiation, period. The patient took two chewable aspirin, chewable, C for Charlie, H for house, E for Europe, W, A for apple, B for boy, L for Larry, E for Europe, aspirin, 81 milligram daily since then, period. This episode of chest pain lasted 3 to 5 minutes, period. Since then, he has been physically active, period. Prior to those two episodes, he used to do 1 to 1.5 hours of gym activity 5 days a week, period. Gym, G-Y-M for Mary, period. This exercise is, he would do 5 days a week with weights, W-E for Europe, I for India, G, H for house, T for Tom, S, plus high intensity interval training, period. Since December 25, 2022, he has been doing similar exercise at a frequency of 3 per week, and during these exercises, he has not had any chest pain, period. He says he's in good physical shape and he can walk about 2 to 3 miles without any problem, period. No history of dizziness, coma, syncope, coma, palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. No history of edema of feet, period, new paragraph. Personal history, he was an active paramedics till 2001. Since then, he's mostly involved with management of paramedics and mostly doing desk work, period. He is 6'3" tall, and his weight is 206 pounds, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, period, no history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. Recently, a few weeks ago, he was diagnosed to have pre-diabetes, P for Peter, R, E for Europe diabetes, and history of hypercholesterolemia, for which he takes red yeast rice. Red, R, E for Europe, D for David, East, Y, E for Europe, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, rice, R, I, C, E, period. History of eczema, E for Europe, C for Charlie, Z for Zebra, E for Europe, M for Mary, A for Apple, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Social history, he does not smoke, period. He takes about 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day, but for last 1 month, he has decreased to 2 to 3 cups per week, period. He takes alcohol 2 days a week, about 1 to 1.5 glass of wine per day, period. He does not smoke, period, new paragraph. The family history. Father died at the age of 63 years due to lung cancer, period. Mother died at the age of 71 years due to kidney failure. The patient's sister is 5 feet 6 inch tall, period. There are no family member taller than 6 feet, period. New paragraph, patient has a history of eczema, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except right. Dorsal speed is 1/4, period. Left dorsal speed is 1/4, period. Right posterior tibial 3/4 and left posterior tibial 2/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 130/130/80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI, cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is a ejection systolic leak and a ejection systolic murmur 2 by 6, which ends before mid-systole, period. No S3, period, no S4, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ONCHI, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limits, period. New paragraph. The patient EKG, normal sinus rhythm with heart rate 55 beats per minute and sinus bradycardia, period. New paragraph. The patient chest pain clinically is atypical, period. He does not have any major risk factor other than mildly elevated blood sugar level and mild hypercholesterolemia. So he has been diagnosed to have prediabetes and hypercholesterolemia by primary care physician, period. No, a patient does not have hypertension and does not have any other major risk factor, period. Next visit, patient will bring list of medicine and results of the recent workup, period. In view of his chest pain, plan is to do stress test, period. Primary care physician has already requested coronary calcium score, and plan is to do the ultrasound of the heart to evaluate for any mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation. Plus, ascending aorta in view of his chest pain and he being a tall person, period. The plan is also to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy in view of his symptom of chest pain. Which is atypical and could it have a etiology other than coronary artery disease, period. Pros and cons of coronary calcium scores were explained, which he understood well, and he had no further questions, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. The paragraph. Initial impression number one, atypical chest pain, next line number two, mild hypercholesterolemia, period, next line number three, pre-diabetes, next line number four, eczema, E for Europe, C for Charlie, Z for zebra, E for Europe, M for Mary, A for Apple, period. Number five, history of prior COVID vaccination, period. Next line, number six, possible mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. New paragraph, please note that patient abdominal aorta pulsations were palpable in the epigastric region, so plan is to request the ultrasound of the abdomen. Period, new paragraph. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned. Period, new paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, discussion of the finding with the patient and the wife, plus pros and cons of workup and management plan accordingly, period. The patient and his wife understood well, and they had no further questions, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.